Okay, our next speaker is Diana Laura Rogers. Diana is a physician from Honduras, and she holds a Master in Science in Population and Health. Diana was a research associate for the Population Council Office in Latin America and the Caribbean during 7 years, where she developed quantitative and qualitative research on access to abortion services, contraception, and sexually transmitted infections. In the United States, she has previously worked at IBIS Reproductive Health, and she joined the Institute for Health Policy Studies last year.
Okay, let's see. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I will share findings of an analysis focused on youth perceptions of educational expectations and future opportunities in communities with the struggling and promising teen birth rates in California. And I don't have any relationships to disclose. So there are different approaches to define and measure expectations. Some researchers define expectations as dependent on social circumstances and the estimation of the likelihood of the outcome. Therefore, expectations will exert influence on actual achievement and decisions. Expectations are learned through through collective socialization in the family and the neighborhood, and through the interaction with relatives, other adults, peers, and institutions. So why is it important to study expectations in relation with teen pregnancy? There is a body of research that demonstrates that youth perceptions, aspirations, and expectations play a role in their decisions and actions to prevent teen pregnancy, regardless of the accuracy of those perceptions. Expectations could be focused on educational achievement or expectations in general. And some studies might use questions such as, what is the highest level of education you think that you will achieve to measure expectations? While others will use questions such as, what are the chances that you will be successful in whatever you choose to do? Research has shown the relationship between high expectations and positive sexual and reproductive health outcomes. Female adolescents with low educational expectations are more likely to become pregnant and to give birth compared with girls with high expectations. Also, high educational expectations protect white Latina and low-income teenagers living in deprived areas from having a birth. And cross-sectional and longitudinal studies have found that general aspirations are protective of sexual initiation and increase the likelihood of contraceptive use in the last intercourse. All these studies that I mentioned previously are quantitative, and there is a lack of qualitative studies that look at the differences in youth perceptions of expectations in communities with low teen birth rates and high teen birth rates. So to contribute to fill this gap, the goals of this analysis were to understand what are youth perceptions of barriers and facilitators to complete high school and superior education, and what are their views about the opportunities available in the community to accomplish their expectations. And particularly, we were interested in the differences in those teams between promising and struggling communities and urban and rural settings. In order to explore youth aspirations and expectations, we asked the following questions to focus group youth participants. What do teens you know do after high school? And all the other following questions that you can see in the left side. And note that some data relevant for expectations often came up in the response to other questions included in the focus group guide, such as how do adults in the neighborhood view teens? And in this presentation, we will focus mainly on the information gathered through the focus groups with youth And I will present some data from adults' interviews to explain and illustrate barriers at the institutional, community, and family level not mentioned or fully explained by youth participants. So as an introduction to the qualitative findings, I want to briefly show that almost all the youth that participated in the focus groups responded in a self-administered questionnaire that they were currently on a school. So we should look at our results through that lens. So this slide shows some of the pathways in which expectations influence directly or indirectly teen pregnancy. And these pathways were mentioned by the study's participants, youth and adults, and they exemplified the complexity of teen pregnancy. Some participants connected directly the lack of educational and job expectation and opportunities with teen pregnancy, while others mentioned their influence on intermediate variables such as drug use, gang involvement, and its ultimately influence on teen pregnancy. So the following information on barriers to continue education is based on data provided by youth. So in all focus groups with youth, we found that all of them perceive that a low proportion is able to attend college and a high percentage of them drop out during the first year. In 8 focus groups, youth mentioned several reasons for not applying to college, including not enough family support and expectations, economic difficulties, and negative influences from adults and youth they interact with, as you can see from this view as stated by a female youth. Other barriers mentioned least frequently were lack of planning to complete all the procedures to apply for college, low grades, and undocumented status, as this female youth from Los Angeles said. I have also seen in some cases, like friends, brothers or sisters that were undocumented and they actually wanted to do something and they wanted to have a career, but they couldn't because they were undocumented. Only female youth from struggling, rural, and isolated communities mentioned that the absence of educational opportunities in their communities and exposure to the urban and university environment is a barrier for continuing education and being successful in college, as these female youth from a struggling, rural, and isolated community share. More youth from promising than struggling communities said that youth from their community, friends, or siblings are attending 4-year college in contrast to 2-year college. In addition, more youth from struggling communities mentioned barriers to stay in college compared with youth from promising communities. The most frequently mentioned barriers to stay in college were lack of family support, not being enough focused in the studies because of drug use and distractions with parties, followed by having to study and work at the same time. In some focus group discussions, it was mentioned the impact that drug and alcohol use has on youth educational achievement, as this male youth elaborated. Youth from 3 focus groups conducted in promising communities and none from struggling ones mentioned factors that enable youth to apply for college, such as family support and school counselor guidance. A female youth chair, all my family that are done with high school go to college, and it's a lot of support from my family, which is good, even though I do have some support from my teachers, but not as much as my family. This is a photo of a board located in the county offices of education in a rural and isolated community that our fieldwork team took. And in this place, 2 staff members run a program to increase youth college attendance. So our results indicated that youth are aware about the information provided in the board that you saw previously. In more than half of the focus groups, youth consider that there are scarce job opportunities in their communities. In their opinion, the most common source of employment for youth who drop out from high school or finish high school but are not attending college are fast food chain restaurants, stores, and supermarkets. Our responses support this finding and provide associations between lack of job opportunities, idleness, and teen pregnancy, as these adults shared. In addition, barriers to engage in positive activities and availability of recreational spaces were mentioned by 9 adults as a challenge to preventing pregnancy, and youth participants also mentioned it as a factor that influenced youth sexual behavior, as these females discussed in a focus group. In summary, the differences that we found between struggling and promising communities were more expectations and opportunities to attend four-year college, in contrast to two-year colleges, and more perception of enablers to attend college in promising than in struggling communities, and more perception of barriers to stay in college in struggling communities. The differences between urban and rural communities that we found is that only youth from rural and isolated communities perceive that there is less availability of educational opportunities for them. What we found in common in all the communities was a perception of lack of job and recreational activities, and that youth and adults talk about drug use and lack of social diversions and opportunities as contributing factors for teen pregnancy. There are persistent inequalities in educational expectations and resources between communities with struggling and promising teen birth rates. Therefore, we recommend to expand the allocation of educational resources in struggling communities, increase parental understanding of the educational system and its importance for the future of their children and their role as mentors who encourage youth to obtain superior education, and to improve financial aid and counseling for college application as well as the school staff guidance in the application process. Thanks.